Well, with Easter just around the corner, it's not just the time for chocolates and bunnies. It's also the time of the Gresford Billy Cart Derby. And it's happening Easter Saturday at Gresford, 8:30 start. And to talk to us a little bit more about that is one of the organisers, Graham Murphy. Good morning, Graham. How competitive does the Billy Cart racing get? I'd imagine there's a lot of rivalry goes on between the punters there.
Good morning, Mark. There certainly is. Every year we get a whole new range of billy carts coming in trying to beat the past champion, and it gets very, very exciting and very competitive. And we get some incredibly designed and very creative billy carts as well. So it's all on, full on Easter Saturday.
Is it like you see on some of the cartoons and kids' movies where it gets right out with spikes, you know, cutting the wheels of the other people?
Well, probably not that far, but this year it's exciting because we've got a new road being built by the council and it's just been finished. We've got some very high-tech electronic scoreboards and scoring systems this year. So we've got a lot of new things happening, which is really great. And we've got the things like the Easter Bunny is going to be there in the morning and make another appearance later in the day, handing out Easter eggs and chocolate packs. And that's all very exciting for the kids as well. So not only is there billy carts, there's obviously, you know, the old gumboot throwing competition we've had for many years, and it's a favourite. We have the pony poo lotto where we draw a grid of 100 squares and we stick the pony in and people can buy their little squares, and then wherever the pony goes to the toilet, they're the winner of the day. So they're great old-fashioned country activities that we love to put on every year.
They really are. And with the new road and the new electronic scoreboard, I don't think we need the V8s in November. I think we'll just head to Gresford. It sounds very high-tech and very up-to-date, Graham.
Well, we are. This year, look, I tell you what we do have. We've got the Super 8 shootout. We've got the 8 fastest billy carts. And on a separate event, each cart races singular down the track to a time board. So that'll be something new we've not done before. And we've also got a new podium that we've got designed this year. So at the end of the day, we've got all the race winners will be up on the veranda of the Beatty Hotel, who are also a great sponsor of ours. And they're going to be throwing out caps and little gifts. And we've got some champagne that's been bottled for us by Peters and sparkling wines at the Colburn. And they're actually sort of full of apple cider, but hey, we won't tell anybody. And they're going to spray those, pop the corks and spray the crowd with the champagne or the apple cider. So they're all new and they're great fun, and a lot of excitement's going to be happening this year.
There is a lot of thought that's gone into this year's preparation, Graham. I've got to say there's also a bit of rivalry with some of the Hunters mining community as well.
We do. We've got Glencore has been a very generous sponsor of the Billy Cart Derby for many years, and this year for the first time they've actually built a billy cart, and I understand it's fairly high tech. And all the other mines caught onto this, so they're now going to be entering billy carts as well. So we're going to have the mine billy cart race off, more so for bragging rights for the mines at the end of the day. So there's some really fun things happening. And of course we've got, you know, the amazing Jonathan, who is a tremendous magician and juggler, and he is walking around performing all the morning. We've got big market stalls. We've got a carnival for the kids. We've just got everything happening that just makes it a fun-filled day. And the best thing is, when we're finished, when it's all over, you head over to Dungog and you go to the Rodeo over there in the afternoon. I mean, it's a great day in the Dungog Shire.
You mentioned, Graham, that the amazing Jonathan there, he is an absolutely a stout, standing comedian slash magician, so that will be fun for everybody as well. But if these new billy carts are getting all high-tech, are we going to have to start getting people involved, authorities, to start mandating what sort of things you can put on a cart, just like in real car racing?
Well, we do. We scrutinise every billy cart. We give them a list of specifications. They've got to be a certain length and a certain width. The wheels have got to be a certain size and type. They've got to have a certain amount of, you know, ability to brake and stop. So, yeah, we scrutinise them very quickly and very well. And so when they get on the new road, they're going to be going a bit quicker than normal. And this year we're also going to put in a chicane. So we're going to put a few hay bales across the side of the road so the billy carts have to actually swerve a little bit, which will slow them down until we work out the speed of the new road and how quickly it goes.
How high-tech things get. Good news, though, Graham, registration's taking place on the day, so if you still are thinking about getting involved, plenty of time to do it. Just find you or one of the other helpers there and have a good day on Easter Saturday, Graham. Should be a fun one.
Thank you very much, and we're looking to have as many of your listeners out there for a great day. And as I said, in the afternoon, when we're finished, head over to Dungog to the Rodeo.
That is the Billy Cart Derby happening at Gresford Easter Saturday, 8:30 start. Plenty of other things to keep you busy as well. That horse poo challenge, I'm not too sure about that one though. It's 28 past 10.